Wow, it's like wow. Here.
Yeah.
It's a Valentine's Day party.
Valentine's party, 情人节的舞会哦.
That's right. Hey, I have a question for you. And I have a balloon for you.
Oh.
But my question is, when was the first party that you ever went to?
Oh, the first party I went to was when I was in high school.
In high school? Senior high?
Yeah, senior high school.
Oh, my first party was in junior high school.
Really? Mm-hmm. 所以我第一次参加舞会的时候是国中哎。 So, did you meet anyone special?
Oh, no. I met some new friends, but when I went to the party, I already had a girlfriend. But she went with me.
原来Bill的女朋友跟她一起去参加这个 party了。 但是我们今天要看到这个女孩子 Jennifer, she met her first man at the party.
That's right. Let's take a look at today's reading.
我们来看今天 Jennifer的故事吧, 初恋故事哦。
First love, first lesson. Reading A.
Jennifer and her best friend went to the coolest party of the year. She was so excited. All the popular students from school were there. She saw a really cute guy. He had deep brown eyes. Jennifer wished he would notice her. Soon he walked up to her and said, "Hey, want to dance?" It was love at first sight.
Says, the key to understanding is to walk in someone else's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you walk in someone else's shoes, well, this means that you try to understand what their life is like by doing something so that you live like they live, right? It's like putting on their shoes and then walking, and you can see what it feels like to be them.
Mm. 对的, walk in someone else's shoes. 字面上的意思呢,就是穿着别人的鞋子走路的意思。那其实就是站在别人立场想一想,替别人想一想。
And of course, the key to understanding, well, a key will open a lock, one lock though. So if you have the key to something or to understanding something, you know what you need to know to understand it. So it's like the most important part of understanding a person is to walk in their shoes.
The key to something, 对, the key呢, 不是钥匙, 它是关键的意思。 The key to something 就是某件事情的关键。 那这里呢, 这个 subtitle, 这个副标题说, the key to understanding is to walk in someone else's shoes. 它的意思是什么呢? 就是 understanding, 谅解它的关键呢, 就是多替别人想一想, 多替对方想想一下。
Okay, well, let's take a look at today's reading and see what happens in our story. So we see that Jennifer and her best friend went to the coolest party of the year. Now, of course, she was excited because your coolest party or your best friend, well, these are the best. Like none of them, there are no parties that are cooler and you have no friends that are better. So this is great to do this.
The best呢, 就是最棒的, 那 coolest呢, 就是最酷的。 最棒的,最酷的, best, coolest, 它们都是最高级的形容词。 那best它的原型呢, 就是good, 那coolest这个字的原型呢, 就是cool。 那当然了, 这里用了两个最高级的形容词, 我们可以想象到 Jennifer那天的心情是非常的excited, 非常的兴奋。
So we see that all the popular students were at the party. Now when you're popular, well, it means that everybody knows who you are and everybody likes you because you're very popular. So this means all of the most well-known and best-liked students at the school were at the party.
这个 popular呢, 它是一个形容词, 它就是流行的或者是受欢迎的意思。 比方说, a popular song, 一个流行的歌曲, a popular movie star, 一个受欢迎的电影明星。 So Bill, were you a popular student when you were in school?
Nah, I wasn't that popular. I had a lot of friends, but I wasn't the most well-known student in the school. Now, Jennifer was at this party, and she saw a really cute guy there. He had deep brown eyes. This is a great way to use the word deep. When something like maybe a lake is deep, it means that there's a lot of water. It goes very far down to the bottom. So deep brown eyes would be eyes that look like they go very far. And that just means the color is very warm and dark brown.
这个 deep 呢它是一个形容词。那我们原本有学过 deep 可以当作深浅的深。那在这里呢它不是那个高度的深浅，它这边是颜色的深浅。这边的 deep 呢就是深色的。那相对而言呢如果是浅色的就可以用 light 这个形容词。所以像这边的 deep brown 呢就是深棕色。而浅棕色要怎么说呢你就可以说是 light brown。Of course, she wished this boy to notice her.
Right, she did. She wanted him to see her, and he did. He asked her to dance, and it was love at first sight. This is a great phrase. It means that the first time you see somebody, you fall in love with them. So she just saw him, and now she loves him.
Right.这个 love at first sight 呢就是一见钟情的意思。这个 sight 呢是 see, 看见这个动词的名词。sight 也是看见的意思。first sight, 第一次看见就是第一眼。love at first sight 呢就是第一眼爱情就是我们说的一见钟情。How romantic.
That's very romantic.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Let me think about it while we take a break.
First Love, First Lesson, Reading B.
Jennifer and Josh left the party early. He took her to his favorite place by the river.They talked and talked all night. They had so much in common. Later on, Josh walked her home. It was 1 a.m, but Jennifer didn't care. She was the happiest girl in the world.
I believe in love at first sight. Yes, I do. I fell in love once, the first time...that I ever saw a car. I was so in love with that car. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Really?
It was a Mustang.
But I thought you would be a girl.
Oh, love at first sight with a girl. Anyway, Jennifer and Josh left the party early. He took her to his favorite place by the river. Our reading continues. Now your favorite, well, that's the one of something that you like the most. So this is the place...here or wherever Josh is, that he likes the most, his favorite spot.
Favorite 呢它是一个形容词就是最喜欢的。那它也可以当一名词就是最喜欢的人或最喜欢的东西。So, what is your favorite place in Taipei?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I really like Beitou because of the hot springs. But a friend took me to Mao Kong once,And I think that place is my favorite because it's beautiful and the food is really good and the tea is nice and you can look out over the city.
Mao Kong 真的不错哦，那里面也有一些好吃的东西。So, what kind of Chinese food is your favorite?
Oh, well, there are so many good foods here in Taiwan, but I think my favorite is beef noodles, 牛肉面。
Oh, 牛肉面真的还蛮好吃的哎。
So tasty. But anyway, Josh is here at his favorite place by the river. And this just means, of course, he's close to the river, right? And what do they do? Well, they talked and talked all night long. When you say this, talk and talk, or maybe ran and ran, anything that has an and in two verbs, it just means they did it a lot. So they were talking all night.
对了，这边呢，他讲 talked and talked， 把两个一样的动词呢讲了两遍。这其实只要强调说他们一直做什么，像这边 talked and talked， 他们整个晚上一直说话，就是 kept talking all night long。
So what do you talk about when you just meet someone? Well, you want to learn about them, and they learned that they had so much in common. When you have something in common with someone.It means that thing is the same for both of you. So I guess you could say that Jenny and I have hair color in common, because I have black hair and so does she.
Mm-hmm. 这边呢 have something in common with somebody, 就是跟某个人呢有某一些共同点 have something in common with somebody. 那可是呢在 have 跟 in common 之间你可以用非常多不一样的字来代替它哦。像如果你觉得哦有好多共同点你就可以说 have a lot in common, 或者是 have much in common。那如果只有一些些共同点可以说 have something in common, 像我们刚刚提到的。那如果呢这两个东西或这两个人完全没有共同点就可以说 have nothing in common。嗯所以不知道接下来发生什么事 ,did they just keep talking and talking?
Oh no, it says in the reading, later on, Josh walked her home. Now, later on here, well, that means after they were talking for a while. It's a great phrase that can tell you what happened and when. When you say later on,it means that you were doing something, and then after that, you did something later on.
Later on 呢它是一个副词片语，就是后来或是接下来的意思。那 walk somebody home 呢，就是送某个人回家，或是陪着某个人走路回家。So Bill, do you walk your girlfriend home after a date?
Well, of course. That's the nice thing to do, right? When you walk someone home, they don't have to go home alone.
嗯 ,Bill 真的好体贴。不过呢这边 Josh 他也非常体贴哦他送 Jennifer 回家。不过也真的好晚了已经半夜一点钟了。It was midnight, but did Jennifer care?
No, it was one in the morning, but Jennifer didn't care at all. Says in our reading, she didn't care. When you care about something in this way, it means it's important to you. So it was not important to Jennifer that it was 1 o'clock in the morning. Why?Because she was with the cute boy, of course.
嗯，这边呢，我们看到了 care 这个字，它是关心或是在乎的意思，它是一个动词。那你也可以说 care about somebody or something, 关心或在乎某个人或者是某个东西。So what are we going to talk about later on?
Well, we need to go to word power now.
All right, 我们接下来看看 word power 咯。
Word power!
So Jenny, earlier you told me that you had fallen once in love at first sight.
Right.
So who was it? What's the story?
It's not me, but maybe let's look at the word today.
She doesn't want to tell the story, so we'll just look at word power. I think she's embarrassed. All right, the first word today is deep. Deep.
Deep, 形容词深色的。
The lake is deep blue. It looks almost black.
嗯，这个湖水呢是深蓝色的，看起来呢就几乎变成黑色的了。
Yeah, I really love that color.
I do too.
Now the second one is a phrase. It's love at first sight. Love at first sight.
Love at first sight. 这个呢是一个片语，就是一见钟情的意思。
John fell in love with Rose right away. It was love at first sight.
John 呢立刻爱上了 Rose. 那这个呢是一见钟情。
Rose must be a beautiful girl.
Right.
Our third word today, it's another phrase actually, have in common. Have in common.
Have in common 就是有什么共同点。
Mary and Lily are both 15 and love singing.They have a lot in common.
Mary 跟 Lily 呢都是15岁而且都喜欢唱歌他们有非常多的共同点。
They must be very good friends too.
Right.
And the last word today is care. Care.
Care, 动词在乎或关心。
James said I'm too fat, but I don't care.
James 呢说我太胖了但我不在乎。
Well, that's good. You shouldn't care. Please don't go away. We have a few more things for you today.
Keep in mind.
So Jonathan, after the show, we should go for lunch.
秀结束之后，我们应该要去吃个午餐。I can't. I don't have many time. I have to go to the bank. 我要先去银行。Then I have to go to the post office. 还要去邮局。And then,
yeah, but Jonathan, you can't say I don't have many time, because time in this case is not countable. You should say I don't have much time.
Oh, yes. I made a mistake.这里哦，我犯的错误是呢，后面是不可数名词，可是我前面形容词竟然是用 many， 我应该用 much。好，我们这里看到，如果后面是不可数名词，前面一定要用 much， 不可以用 many。So I should say I don't have much time, not I don't have many time.
Right. But I'm gonna go for lunch. I'm gonna get ice cream, chicken, pizza. It'll be great.
Maybe I'll go with you.、
Huh?
Yeah, okay, good.
So, Benny, have you ever been asked to dance at a party?
Yes.
Interesting. And was it love at first sight?
I guess so.
I'm going to have to find out more about this. But first we need to review today's lesson.
First love.First lesson.
Jennifer and her best friend went to the coolest party of the year. She was so excited. All the popular students from school were there. She saw a really cute guy. He had deep brown eyes. Jennifer wished he would notice her. Soon he walked up to her and said, "Hey, want to dance?" It was love at first sight. Jennifer and Josh left the party early. He took her to his favorite place by the river. They talked and talked all night. They had so much in common. Later on, Josh walked her home. It was 1 in the morning.But Jennifer didn't care. She was the happiest girl in the world.
Review time!
Okay, here we go with the review time.Matching. Match this word with that word and that word with this word.
I think 你会把他们搞得混淆不清。
You listen to me.
Yeah, don't listen to him. Okay. 这里我们要说的是定义单字连连看。
Hey, that's right.
So Clayton 会给你一些 definitions, 给你一些定义。然后呢请你从文章中、哦、找出一些建议教你很棒的单字把他们连起来。
The first one is worry about.
Worry about 这个动词片语呢，当然就有担心啊、忧心的意思。It's the same as care, 在乎。
Exactly. The next one is not right now.
Not right now 表示呢不是现在。So that also means later on.
You got it.
Thank you.
And the last one, man or boy.
Man 是男人 ,boy 是男生。这个男性哦统称又可以叫做 guy. So we are two guys.
You said it right. Good job, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, as always.
Fun with phrases.
Later on.
Later on. Aren't you going to Sam's party?
I don't know. Maybe later on.
Everyone is going.
I know, but I may be going later on.
There will be a lot of good food.
Aren't you listening?I said I'm going later on.
Well, Henry will be there. Don't you like him?
Yes. I'm going right now.
Just for fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. My name is Matt.
And I'm Angie.
And today is Just for Fun. And we have a great riddle for you to learn about and, most importantly, get the answer to. That way, you can go to school and test your friends' knowledge and see if they know the answer, too. Well, here's the riddle. And I think we're talking about cooking because it says, what do you add to oil to make it boil? Now, oil, that's that black stuff that we use in our cars. We put it in our engine to make it run very smoothly, but we also make fuel for our car to make it move. And so today's question is kind of strange, because it's asking, what do you add to oil to make it boil? And boil means it gets really hot and starts bubbling, like when we cook water on the stove. After a while, it gets really, really hot, and then we can add noodles or make tea out of it.
Right. When I think of oil, I think of the cooking oil, like vegetable oil or canola oil or olive oil. So, when I thought of the question, what do you add to oil to make it boil? Oh, I was thinking of maybe wasabi?
Ooh, that hot stuff that they use on sushi?
Yeah, do you think that makes oil boil?
Maybe, or how about pepper or chili pepper even?
Ooh, that's hot stuff. If anything would make oil boil, it would be something spicy. Oh, but I don't think that's right. Fire?
Fire? That would work, I think, because, you know, oil gets really hot, and so you just need a little fire to make it boil. But it's asking, what do you add to oil, and putting it on fire doesn't really add fire to it. It just heats it up from underneath. So this is a riddle, so we need to think about this differently.
Oh, you're right, Matt. And also, when you boil something, you put it in water. You don't fry it in oil. You don't cook it in other ways, but you put it in very, very hot water.
Well, let's look at the word closely. Now, oil is spelled O-I-L, and boil is spelled B-O-I-L. So I think the answer is you add the letter B to oil, and that spells boil.
Wow, I wasn't thinking about it that way. Oh, I was thinking about all of these different foods to add to oil, but it was talking about the letters.
That's right, because riddles make you think outside the box, we say. We may have to think differently to find an answer. And listeners, I hope you found the answer to today's riddle. Well, I also hope you'll join us next time on Just for Fun.